Welcome to Foreman & Wolf on Food & Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
It's time for dessert, Chef.
I am excited. I've been doing a lot of pastries at the restaurant lately, and it is really on my mind.
Dessert is always on my mind. You know this.
You have a serious sweet tooth, and you get it honestly from your grandmother, I think.
Well, my grandmother, my great-grandma, it's my father.
Southern thing, too? You know, in the South, they just know how to make pastry, and they really, really expect to have it at every meal, and probably more than one.
There's a secret recipe in the South and in Southern families for how the baby doesn't cry.
Oh, well, only, I thought that was bourbon.
Well, that's when teething. After teething, it's called cookies.
Okay.
And cakes. Mm-hmm. You know, that's memories for me of sweet potato pie and coconut cake and walnut cake and ridiculous pound. Okay, pound cake had 4 pounds of butter in it.
Yeah, well, that's why it's called pound cake. It's a pound of this, a pound of that.
But that's a lie. It's not a pound of cake.
It's a pound of, yeah.
The big achievement for me when I was like 9 was she would let me make the icing for the
pound
cake.
That's pretty cool. Well, I think that's so much fun, you know, for a great way for kids to start cooking is to make pastry in the kitchen with whomever's doing it. So.
Or be involved in decorating it.
Ton of fun. It's lots of easy, fun stuff to do, whether it's Christmas cookies and sprinkling sugar on or whatever.
My baby girl sucks lemons, so I'm a little worried about her sweet tooth, right? So we have her in France, and she's tasted a lot of bits of lots of food. We give her a taste of a chocolate mousse, which I know is way out of bounds and not supposed to do. And the look on her face is like, is this possible? This isn't real. It's like she was seeing in color for the first time.
So sure. Well, that's a good experience. It's a good way to get that palate started.
Is honest for us. Now, pastry is so different from just cooking.
It really is.
That's what we were talking about this the other day. Philosophically, it's a whole different world.
It really is. And just sort of even the mentality of a pastry chef, and we won't get too far into that.
Planet pastry chef.
Yeah, planet pastry. And, the level of artistry, of course, is very, very high. And that's one of the things that's so wonderful about doing pastry in a fine dining restaurant. And all the sort of cool new things they can work with, whether it's the flexi molds or, you know, dusting powders or,
the terms tell you it's a cross between art class and chemistry class.
It is.
Right.
And that's that is what we were talking about, because since I have been doing some of the pastries, something that I normally don't do every day, just for me as a chef, having to pull out recipes and actually follow a recipe. I mean, we don't do that when we cook. We just have, cooking is when once you know how to do it, it just works.
You smell it. You
never
feel
look
it.
At a recipe.
You feel all the ratios of things and.
Yeah. So pastry is completely different. You have to measure. You have to weigh. Well, and that's one of the things about pastry recipes. In a professional kitchen, they're almost always weighed out, whether it's, metric or what is ours called? English. Our measurements.
Our measurements are so antiquated, you've forgotten the name.
Yeah, I have. So, it's either ounces or grams. And, that really is the best way to go about a recipe. But I'll be darned if you're going to find that in a regular cookbook. It's almost always by cup and tablespoon. And obviously, weight is the best measure. But that's the thing about pastry. It's all this measuring and mise en place. And, that's how it works, because it is a chemical equation. And getting back to some of that cool new stuff that you can work with. I mean, they have all these chemical-based things, and the sort of the advent of avant-garde cooking or molecular cooking has really brought even more products that pastry chefs can use, whether it's agar-agar from years ago or isomalt or mirror glaze. I don't even know what that is. I mean, I'm just like, why do we have to buy this? I was talking to a pastry chef the other day, and I said, what I really want you to use.
Mirror glaze sounds like it's from Venice from the 1700s.
Yes, well, it's not.
Agar sounds like it's small Somali city.
Right. Well, that's what it should be, but it's not. Instead, it's something else, and it's what people put in pastries.
That's why we say planet pastry chef.
Right. And when I was talking to that pastry chef the other day, I said, please, could you just use butter, milk, eggs? That's what I want in my pastries.
We get into the second segment. We'll get into a bunch of recipes. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and I don't make a million different pastries, but the Nona stuff, the real Italian grandma stuff, I get the grandma pastry thing, honestly, and that's mm-hmm. I've got a couple of things that are simple, and the measures are about as medieval as you're going to get. So
there you go. I think we're both on the same page with that.
So now you're a big cookbook junkie, right?
I am huge, and with pastry, one of the great things about pastry is that you just need a serious fundamentals book, you know, one that has a ton of basic recipes in. So when you want to make a roulade.
Roulade is French for ho-ho, right?
God, that's like blasphemy. Oh my gosh.
No, but people that can is kind people of the, can understand
oh,
it.
Lord, yes.
Because the roulade is a big rolled cake.
It is a big rolled cake, but it's it's an excellent.
My great-grandmother would call it jelly roll.
Oh, golly. All right. So it's an excellent cake that is rollable, which obviously every cake you make is not rollable. Mm-hmm. And then you can put something really wonderful on the inside, whether it's, you know, whipped cream. It could be just a flavored whipped cream, something so simple, or buttercream, or it could be a mousse, preferably a mousse, which is going to have more body and hold up better. So a roulade is one of the really fun things to make because you can make a pistachio roulade, or you can make a vanilla cake, or you can make a chocolate cake. Why are you smiling?
Because you're very intentional about pistachio.
Oh, pistachio. So exactly. Anyway, so there we go. So we have roulade, we have, but with the books, I think that's what we were talking about.
So you said fundamental books.
Right.
Which do you have a fundamental book you recommend?
One of the best ones is the Culinary Institute's. It's Baking and Pastry, Mastering the Art and Craft. And they update it every however many years. It doesn't matter if you get an old version, if you get a middle-aged version or the current version. The book is amazing.
So that's the Culinary Institute of America's Mastering.
It's called Baking and Pastry.
Baking and Pastry.
Mastering the Art and Craft.
Okay.
And
we'll put the recipe. We'll put not the recipes. We'll put some recipes. We'll also put some of the names of the books that Cindy's recommending up on the formal wall.
What's great about that book? What's great about that book is you will find pretty much anything that you want to learn how to make in there, and the recipes are perfect because they have all been made over and over and over again by, you know, the chef instructors at the school. That's where these, you know, this is the foundation for their teaching. So these recipes are excellent. And then Michel Roux is one of my very, very favorite chefs. And
Michel Roux, R-O-U-X.
Right. And he has two books. One is older, Eggs, and then the other is Pastry. And I would get both. They're small books. They're excellent books. Obviously, the egg book has all kinds of egg dishes in it, not just pastry, which is nice to have. Of course, I use his crepe recipe out of that book, which is just absolutely amazing and perfect and easy to make.
His books are super concise.
His books are awesome.
So there's no fluff. There's no silliness.
No.
It's just tight. Good photographs,
exactly,
good recipes.
Exactly. And then one of my other favorite books is, and again, this is a general book, not just a pastry book, but it's The Way to Cook by Julia Child. And the souffle recipe that I use for Grand Marnier or chocolate souffle comes from that book. And it's a perfect recipe, and it's very easy to understand. She was just so brilliant in her methods, in her ability to teach through writing a cookbook. And anything that she, you know, if you want to learn how to make something that's traditionally French, her books are just such great resources for those recipes. So The Way to Cook is a very good cook for that.
She's a good translator of cooking in that culture. Obviously an amazing translator of cooking in that culture.
Absolutely.
For Americans. Because she's an American, she's sensible, and she genuinely loved to eat and drink.
Absolutely.
You know, just
thing.
not fooling around.
Right. And you know, those are really if you would like a modern book.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, like inspirational, you know, more shishi books, like what in the world are they doing out there now?
Right.
Do you have stuff that you like?
Well, Pierre Hermé is one of the greatest pastry chefs in France, and he has a number of books, so I would buy any of his books. They're different categories, so he has a macaroon book. The one that I recently bought is called Pastry, and what I love about it is it has traditional recipes for traditional dishes, say, you know, of course, now I can't think of anything, but all of the traditional pastries, and then he has his modern version of a pastry.
So like a Bavarois, and then something from outer space,
right? Or Sacre Torte, or peach Melba.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and his you know, and it's such an amazing thing to have that traditional recipe on one page, and then the photographs are gorgeous. It's a beautiful book, and then you turn the next page, and then you see his modern version of this old wonderful idea. So I highly suggest Pastry by Pierre Hermé.
I'm going to toss it and remind listeners to email us at foremanwolf@wypr.org. Any questions about pastry or other food and wine topics, and we get to those questions from time to time on the programs. And Cindy, later on in our third segment, we've got Albert Kirschmeier, who is a local chocolate maker, a gentleman of Bavarian origin, who's been at it in this area for a long while, and we can talk to him all about I will admit my favorite pastry subject, chocolate.
Yes, I'm very excited to talk to him about chocolate. It's going to be great to have him on the show.
So back to books. Are there recommendations?
That's it. That's my list. And I think, you know, the next thing is to talk about tools.
What do people need?
I think you need a good mixer. KitchenAid does truly make the best mixer that I've ever worked with. And actually, I'd like to ask.
So at home, a 3-quart, 5-quart?
Either whatever size you think is appropriate for you. The larger mixer that they make now is quiet, and it has a bigger motor, and it is a beautiful dream of a
bigger motor means longer life.
Right. If you can afford it, that the bigger model is absolutely worth it. The KitchenAid mixers that actually lift it, when you see that the bowl lifts up and down, that is the better model. The one that just sits stationary, where the bowl sits stationary, where you screw it into the base, is just not as powerful. But, you know, it's for home use. You don't need a crazy machine. But if you are doing any kind of volume, or if perhaps you want to do parties at home and you want a mixer that can do a little bit more volume and have more power, I would go for the bigger mixer if you can afford it.
A mixer. You're talking about everything being in weights. A scale, is that on your list?
Yeah, you definitely. And you can buy gram scales that will do ounces as well at, you know, any cooking store. And I would really suggest doing that. And, you know, Allclad makes the best measuring spoons. And it's interesting. I think Cook's Magazine did a test of measuring spoons, and they're not all the same. They're not all the same.
Ooh, that's dreadful.
It was really a kind of an interesting article. By the way, that's a really great magazine as well. Their instruction is incredible, and their depth of research and their depth of testing in their kitchens is high. He's a brilliant man that is the editor of that magazine, and it's a great resource. And they have a lot of pastry recipes.
What other couple of items do you have on your list there?
You always need a couple of different types of whisks. So one that's firm and one that's soft. I will say that. What's the brand of everything? I can't think of the name of it. It's like they make peelers now.
OXO.
Really, their stuff isn't the most beautiful looking equipment, but their whisks are
perfect. They have ergonomic handles, that's the thing.
Every time I go into a grocery store, I see those whisks, I buy another one because I love them so much.
How many hands do you have?
I have a lot of hands at the restaurant.
But don't you have like 11 whisks?
This is it for my house. This is for the kitchen.
So, Sim, what's a Silpat?
Silpat is a plastic sheet that you can use over and over and over again. And it keeps things from sticking to your pan. So if you don't want to use a Teflon pan or don't have a Teflon pan, you can just put Silpats on regular sheet pans. And frankly, if your stove can handle a commercial half sheet pan, I strongly suggest them. They're very durable. They have the right size sides on them. A lot of the, you know, things that you cookie sheets, I guess
things.
That's what, yeah. Those don't have sides. I think that if you can get commercial half sheet pans, that's excellent. And Silpats fit on those perfectly. And then you have this, you're also having less of a mess because a Silpat is really
easy to clean and deal with.
And it's a great product to have. So I strongly suggest buying one or two of those.
Great. When we come back, Cindy will get more into tools and we'll get into recipes for pastries. And our third segment is all about chocolate with Albert Kirschmeier on Formula Wolf on Food & Wine.